If you like stuff, then check out the Am I Stuff podcast with Mr. Kelsey Hudgens.
He's a fella.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, live from the Screwball Whiskey Studios, indeed, SKREWBallWhiskey.com. Screwball Whiskey, tomorrow's stories begin right here. Go check them out. In this episode, me and brother Jason Summers sat down and talked about all sorts of things going on in the immediate history of sports and college football playoffs. We talked about how it should have been the Braves winning the World Series, but we did talk a lot about college football, so that's the main gist of this episode. So if you're into that kind of shit, listen to it. If you're not into that kind of shit, listen to it. I'm not here to judge. You know, I listen to podcasts I don't like because I love the people. Do that for me. I'm just kidding. Just move along with your life. Hey, do what you want. I'm here to do what I want. Do what you want. Do that. Who cares? All right. Please go to mistuffpodcast.com and check out all the cool shit I got going on there. There's a tip jar up top of the page. If you guys want to help out financially, it's not necessary. Definitely appreciate it. This thing does cost some dollars to do. Go to YouTube and type in Kelsey Hudgens and click subscribe under that beautiful black and white picture of me, because things in life are that way. I don't care what people say. Things are black and white. Battery just died in the Bluetooth speaker. Moment of silence for the battery. Please go to Instagram, Yonder Wizard, WIZZERD, at Kelsey Hudgens on Twitter, at MI Stuff Podcast, everywhere else on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all around. If you guys want to follow that, I don't really use those pages much, but if you want to, you can do that there. Gonna be doing a lot of cool episodes coming up in the next few weeks because I've got a lot more time off, so I'll be spending a lot more time with you fucks. So be excited for that. Brother Chase Lepard, I've got him coming to, or Skyping in to do an episode. He makes all the memes for Tom Segura and Bert Kreischer and Joe Rogan and all of their podcasts. He's like the main content guy for them. So he's going to be doing a Skype interview very soon. We've communicated that's going to be happening. I am going after some Kill Tony people. I don't know if it's going to happen, but we'll see. May or may not be getting some Kill Tony, former Kill Tony regulars on the podcast. That will be really cool if I can do that, but just stay tuned for that. Also, shit, I just had it. What was it? Oh, I have been watching this country music documentary that Ken Burns has been doing, and it's pretty damn good. So I'm going to try my damnedest to get someone who I've struggled to get on this podcast by the name of Mr. Seth Funderburg. And I'm calling him out right now publicly to force him to come in here and do a podcast with me and break down outlaw country, because I'm just kind of on fire about that right now. And I had that stone thought last night before I fell asleep, and I wanted to say it now so I don't forget it. Anyway, more riveting content coming your way in about 20 seconds. So I think that's all I got for you. So yeah, without further ado, episode number 17 of Sports Talk, in my stuff podcast, brother Jason Summers and Adam lurking in the corner. Enjoy, motherfuckers.
As bad as they did?
Told you you're crazy.
Yeah. Should have been the Braves, man. It should have been us. It simply should have been. I don't know. It just should have been us, man. I don't see how we beat the dog shit out of Washington all year long, man. They didn't win a single series against us, and we swept them twice. Right?
Do you realize that if we could have taken care of the Cardinals, we would have had the NLCS at home.
Yeah. Dude. It bothers me so bad that a team that was 6.5 games behind us finishing the regular season, is holding the World Series trophy right now. But you know what? The one thing about it, before you, I didn't mean to cut you off, but the one thing about it is that Bryce Harper was not on that team.
That's right.
So at least we have that.
But I tell you, man, the Nationals, their pitching came together.
Yeah, it did.
At the right time. And that Soto, I tell you what, when I was watching them play the Astros, all I could think about was Mattress Mack. My man put down, like, what, took his savings out or something. I don't know the whole story behind it, but, you know.
You bet on Astros to win it all?
Yeah. I mean, it was. I know it was like a $3-point-something million bet, but I think they did some kind of, like, I don't know, some kind of campaign type thing at where you worked at to help raise the money or whatever. But, yeah. I mean, I was sitting there watching that game that one night, and it was 2-0. Daggum, Greinke, was that?
Yeah.
He was pitching game 7, and his breaking ball, man, I was like, there ain't nobody that's going to hit this dude. And then finally, what was the black guy's name, man? He was the DH. Man, he got up there, and he crushed the ball. Next thing you know.
Oh, yeah. I know who you're talking about.
Killed it.
Yeah.
And then the next guy gets up and hits a 2-run homer right off the foul pole. I was like,
all right, ball game.
That's it. They got it to him again. He was, what's Greinke, 0-6?
Yeah.
Or is that Verlander that's 0-for? One of them two are 0-for. I mean, Houston's got a great pitching staff, too. I just wish the Braves could follow right in there.
Oh, well, you know who is on the table this year?
Bumgarner.
And, oh, Jesus, why am I going blank on his name? Oh, the other guy, the guy who was like, I'm not commenting as a member of this team anymore.
Oh, yes, at 12:01, he put on, instead of wearing the Houston Astros hat, what's the big agent guy? He wore one of his hats.
Garrett Cole.
Yes.
Garrett Cole.
He's like, I no longer represent the Houston Astros. It's 12:01. I'm done.
Yeah. He says, I no longer represent this team, right? Mid-interview, yeah. Right?
Man, I don't know. It was good. I mean, because everybody thought it was going to be an Astros, yeah. Either an Astros Yankee type thing. Man, I'm telling you, it was probably one of the best.
I never once thought the Yankees would get there.
It's
always been the Astros for me.
Right. I mean, let me take that back. I guess everybody thought it was going to be an Astro Dodger.
Oh yeah, for sure.
World Series.
Yeah.
And I tell you, man, I feel like baseball this year was it was close.
It was.
It sucks the way it ended. I mean, and then we rolled right into college football and NFL and college football. Man, it's turning to be. I think this year is probably going to be one of the best years for college football.
I mean, it looks. I don't know. See, I'm just upset about the fact that everybody's talking about. What up, John? Yeah, I sort of got the internet fixed. I'm just it's easier when I'm going through a different camera situation than what I'm usually using. But anyway, yeah, I just get upset that people are talking about, oh, well, they don't play nobody, so they obviously ain't gonna be good. They're gonna get just stomped because they ain't playing nobody. And then you get a game like this LSU Alabama game, and it's like everything that people want in football. It was like. It wasn't a bad defensive game. There was a lot of big defensive plays, so yes. It was like that Super Bowl where everybody's like, I'd love to see a game with a defense. Well, like people think that high-scoring games can't be also defensive.
Yeah. Oh, it was great, man. I mean, you know, like I was telling you, I was left Mellow Mushroom. It was I think, 11-point game or something like that, maybe even smaller whenever we left there, and I went to the grocery store, came out the grocery store, looked at the score. And I think it said 33-10.
Yeah.
I was like, holy shit, what LSU do? And I thought completely it was over right there. But, man, I tell you, them Tide, they rolled right back into it, man.
Oh, yeah, we came out swinging for sure.
Yeah. Not making no excuses or anything, but I tell you, if you take Tua 100%, I feel like it could possibly be a different outcome, especially playing – in Alabama.
Yeah, for sure. I thought so. I mean, I even had a talk with a guy when I went live before I went down there. I went live on Twitter, and I had a conversation with a sports guy from Chicago. He's a sports radio guy from there, and I said that I thought the game was going to be 21-24 Alabama. And I stuck to that. I thought that was going to be it, 21-24 Alabama. I even told Wes beforehand, I said, I think that this is going to be our game, but it's going to be terrifying the entire time. So when we got down to that last touchdown,
yeah,
at the very end to make it, 41-45,
mm-hmm,
or whatever it was, I was like, okay, this is how it happens. Yeah. This is how it happens, and then we nail an onside kick again like we did against Clemson, and we win this game, and that's how it ends. It just didn't fall that way, but You know what? We were in the position for that to happen,
right,
and that's all you can ask for.
Hey, man, tell you, LSU, man, they're well-rounded.
That's all you can ask for.
You can. I mean, and I will sit here, and I will argue anybody until they're blue in the face. That if you tell me when the first college playoff ranking came out, the top four, actually you can say top six because I guess the fifth and sixth place team does matter. If you're sitting here telling me that they didn't get it right, and then you read all the articles and comments how college football looks embarrassing this week for putting Penn State at number four, absolutely not, man. Absolutely not. Because Here's the thing that you got to think about is – Minnesota, they were 8-0, ranked number 17th in the nation, coming in to play Penn State at home. Okay, Penn State, they've played decent teams. They played Michigan. I mean, they played a good bit of ranked teams.
Yeah,
and they're not done. I mean, Minnesota by far is, and I think they got their last three games are against all ranked teams.
That'll say a lot for the committee.
Oh, yeah. So I just feel like, you know, during that Minnesota-Penn State game, man, you're sitting here hearing people talking. I mean, you could probably pretty much guess, you know, when they're like, how is those shitty Lions now? And I'm like, man, you know, so it kind of just rubs me the wrong way. And I'm like, still, the committee got it right.
The committee got it right. Not only that, Clemson fans who are upset by being placed in that spot are idiots. Because the committee did y'all a favor, man. I'm sorry, but the committee did y'all a huge favor by showing y'all, listen, we want to see y'all show up. Y'all say that y'all are all this, and then show us. And that's why I felt bad for NC State, man. I was like, dude, because the committee is forcing Clemson to come out and just rout people. They're wanting to see those Ohio State games where 70-something to
14.
Yeah, and that's still going. They're still going to drop below LSU, I believe.
Who's that? Ohio State?
Yeah.
Well, this is the way that you know, that I look at it is, I'm not taking anything away from Clemson. They're pretty solid.
Yeah.
The quarterback.
He ain't having the year that people thought he was going to have.
Right. I mean, you know, I tell you, and. Have a bad game, man. I mean, when you play the rivalry games, and I'm not sitting here saying South Carolina's going to beat them or anything. Yeah. But when you have a rivalry game, you're the visiting team, I mean, anything can happen, man. I mean, I can promise you that Muschamp will have his plays pulling out. I mean, we won't be throwing the ball 50 times. You know, like we did this past Saturday against Clemson. We're going to pull everything we got out to have because I'm telling you, man, if, as we speak, Muschamp isn't playing for his job, coaching for his job, man, they need a whole new shakeup in Columbia. They need to get rid of Ray Tanner. They need to get rid of Muschamp. I mean, because he just ain't there, man.
I
mean,
I've never liked that pick for y'all, man.
Well, I don't think we had a choice, though. I mean, like, literally, he was like our fifth option that, I mean, they
Strong went to whatever, Florida.
Yeah. I mean, and then you had to take a look. I mean, they got rid of Elliott, Sean Elliott.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he went down to where? Georgia State went up.
I like Sean Elliott.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He got them boys fired up to play football, man.
100%.
So he was out there jumping around with them and shit. Like, that's a big deal for a coach.
Right, so you sit here and look at it. I mean, you know, you take a look at what is Clemson doing that South Carolina's not doing. I mean, Dabo, man, I'll sit here and I can remember the day that Bowden got fired from Clemson, and they named Dabo Swinney the intern head coach. Then I remember they named him the head coach, and everybody was just like, oh, my God, I can't
believe it. Like three games later.
Yeah, I can't believe they did this, blah, 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 you know. And here we are talking, what, 8, 9 years later? Dude's a genius. I mean, just somewhere along the line with his recruiting, he goes in, he does what he and
I will, recruiting, yes, recruiting, I'll give you.
And I will tell you, he tells the parents what they need to hear. And I will say, I do believe Dabo tries to make his when his football players come out of their college career. I do believe Dabo tries to
make them better people,
make them a better person, a better man.
I'll say that is accurate. He's very. Very like religious in ways of like wanting to, I'll give you that. If you ask me, Clemson would have not been part of this conversation had it not been for a man named Brett Venables. And I stand by that in a big way. Like, oh, somebody's getting something. Probably me. I stand by that in a big way. I believe that Brett Venables has been the brain behind that success more so than Dabo Swinney has.
Right.
And I don't know that for a fact. That's just my opinion.
Right.
Because, man, that's the what he does is he finds your biggest weapon and he takes that away.
Oh yeah.
And that's how you win.
Yep. 100%.
That's how you win. And that's just all there is to it. And he is very, very good at that. There's not many defensive coordinators in the game that are doing that as well as he is. And I bet that, you know, years from now, Brett Venables will be one of the greatest coaches of all time. After he'll get a head coaching job.
100%.
He will do that, and I think that he will be the next. He'll be the next Saban,
right?
He'll be the next Saban, and not.
Well, you like, take a look. Yeah. I mean, they. I mean, I guess Clemson pays their assistants real well,
and Dabo takes a lot less money because so that can happen. Because
you got to have good coaches.
I appreciate that.
I mean, you know, you just take a look at all of it. I mean, you know, I don't know. I just still think that the college football playoff this year is going to be so much more competitive than what it has been in the past.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you. You have four powerhouses.
Ohio State, man.
Strong. Talented.
100%. You got LSU.
Obviously.
They showed you what they got this weekend. Yep. Alabama, I mean, a lot of people say Alabama's schedule this year is pretty soft, you know. But hey, you got a team sitting there that's, you know, Clemson. I mean, if you can sit here and tell me that Clemson and Penn State should have been swapped, and they're like, well, how do they put Penn State ahead of Clemson? I guess they're taking your
that North Carolina game was scary.
Man. Your
that
one
North
point,
Carolina game scared a lot of people,
right?
In the committee.
That's what I'm saying. So, I mean, Penn State has played some ranked opponents to where Clemson, they have nobody.
Yeah.
I mean, they were supposed to have Wake Forest this coming up weekend, but what did Wake Forest go out and do this past weekend? They got handed to them by Virginia Tech. I mean, you just have to.
Oh, wow. How about that? It was tied last time I looked at that game. I didn't even see the final.
Yeah, they got beat. So, I think they're like 7-2 now, 6-2. They were
well, and this is here's the only other thing is like their first real test will be in the playoff if that's the
right.
Here's the thing though, man. What if South Carolina beat Georgia, man?
Well,
Georgia lost that game more than y'all won it.
Yes,
but.
Quarterback had a terrible game.
Yeah.
Terrible game.
But what if y'all skate in there and, like, not even win? Like, I'm not even talking about winning. Like, not even win, but, like, North Carolina situation.
Yeah.
Like just where it's close. If Clemson doesn't go in there and absolutely annihilate South Carolina, that's not going to look good.
They're going to try.
Come committee time.
I'll tell you this. Trevor Lawrence should have least 500 yards passing in South Carolina. South Carolina's pass defense is the worst defense.
Oh, and he don't get me wrong, man. No offense, he probably will.
I know, 100%.
He probably will.
But then, you know, where I look at it, you know, I mean, people are like, well, South Carolina can't afford to get rid of Muschamp. Yeah, you can, man. Man, cut ties with him and just move on. You know, do what you got to do. There's got to be a booster out there somewhere that can write a check or something, right? Yeah.
Yeah, somebody for sure. I mean, but is he salvageable as a coach?
Not as a head coach. Not as a head coach.
What do you think he could – what do you think, if any, he could bring to the team?
Recruiting.
He can recruit?
Recruiter. Because, I mean, a lot of people are saying, well, you know, what have we recruited? I mean, we got – I mean,
so, in other words, it'd be better to – not. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Okay.
But in other words, it'd be better to put him in a situation where you've got like a stud defensive coordinator behind him, kind of like where Dabo is right now.
Right. Well, that's what you need because, I mean – and I'll sit here and I can scream at the TV.
Text him that I am going to trivia. I'm listening to you.
Okay. I can sit here and scream at the TV all night long, but, I mean, when it's 3rd and 7 and your defense is lined up off your receivers, you know, they're lined up off. They give them a 12-yard cushion. I mean, that's just – it just infuriates me. It's like the other night, man. I mean, come on. I mean, Appalachia State's no pushover, but we are an SEC school.
Yeah.
You know, that we shouldn't have to worry about Appalachia State.
Appalachia State, though, they've been coming out punching teeth.
They have. But I'm just saying, I mean, you know, I know Holinsky, he's young. He's still got some room to grow. But I swear, man, he's got the Bentley disease, dude. He's either going to put it on the money or he's going to overthrow you by 30 yards.
You want to tell you my opinion of quarterback situation in South Carolina?
What's that?
The curse of Garcia. Because the greatest quarterback that South Carolina has ever had got the ball taken away from him. And for now, until the end of time, until it's made right, until they bring Stephen Garcia in to be the coach of the South Carolina Gamecocks and make it all right, that curse will remain. It's the curse of the Bambino.
You know what I want to see, man? I mean, Garcia was a great coach. I mean, coach, great quarterback. I mean, him. Who was it? Him, Alshon Jeffries.
Who's a better quarterback ever in the history of South Carolina?
Than Garcia?
Anybody.
I mean, dude, Connor Shaw wasn't a bad quarterback, man.
Yeah, but he couldn't. He wouldn't know Garcia.
Connor
you
Shaw.
Know he wasn't.
Dude, I'll never forget that game against Missouri when Connor Shaw was quarterback, and he was hurt, dude. They had to bring him out. He was hurt. We were down by like 7. It was 17-0 going into halftime. So I was like, this game's over. I fall asleep. Next thing I know, I wake up, and Steve Spurrier is limping across the field, smiling with his, you know, visor over in Columbia.
Looking like he just jumped out of an oak tree with a bunch of cookies.
They brought Connor Shaw in, and he led them back to a victory. You know, I mean, so I don't know. I mean, I do remember, you know, watching Steve Tanninghill. I mean, you know, he held quite a few records. I mean, I guess Garcia could have as well as if he would have kept
If he'd have kept in the game. I think they should have gave that boy a bottle of liquor and a case of beer
just
and let him
roll.
Play football, man.
Just let him
roll. Because he won. He beat Alabama. Him and
Alshon Jeffrey
and Marcus Lattimore beat arguably the greatest college football team of all time. Mark Ingram, Trent Richardson, Amari Cooper, Julio Jones, Clinton Haha Diggs.
Yeah. So that just goes.
So many NFL starters on that college football team, and the only NFL starter that was on South Carolina's team was Alshon.
Yeah. I mean, Lattimore would have been if...
No, Clowney was also on that team as well, I believe. He would have been a freshman, though.
Right. I believe if Lattimore would have stayed healthy, Lattimore would have been a number one pick.
Easily.
A first-round pick. So that just goes back to show you right there, man. I mean, you know, it's any given Saturday. 100% any given Saturday. I mean, you know, Clemson can come rolling into Columbia thinking they've already won the game or whatever, which it's not going to happen because Dabo gets his boys ready to play.
Yeah, no matter. Yeah,
Muschamp's going to have to do the same thing. You know, we got A&M this weekend, okay, at A&M. It's going to be rough. It'll be rough. And then we got a bye week. Clemson's got a Wake Forest, and I believe they have a bye week. And then we square off Thanksgiving weekend.
Yep.
You know, I mean, that's going to be a good weekend of football, too, because you can see a lot of things go down. I mean, I mean, and it could turn the college playoff, man. It could just be like, holy shit.
If Auburn beats us, which in rivalry week, you'd never know. You never know. If Auburn beats us, South Carolina beats Clemson, then what is your – then what's your playoff look like? A lot of one-loss teams in it.
Well, 100%, man. I mean, you'll have, you know – I don't know. You just take a look at Ohio State, too, man. I mean, Ohio State, dude, they are just – they're killing it.
They are, man. They're strong.
Well, it's like they got that kid that just got suspended for accepting a loan or whatever. Chris Young, I believe his name was. He accepted a loan last summer or something from a friend, family friend, and so they suspended him for this past weekend's game, and they think that he's going to be suspended for two more. So
yeah,
he'll be out the next two games and be back for the Michigan game. I tell you, man, Ohio State looks good. They look good. LSU looks good.
Yes, they do.
And then you got, on the other hand, I mean, you toss up Alabama. I mean, you got to throw Clemson in. I mean, when the playoffs come out tomorrow,
they got to be in just so that they can, just so the country can see them play a ranked team.
Right. I mean,
and I don't mean that in a bad way. No. I'm literally saying,
hey,
that.
Hey, dude, it's not their fault. They don't make the schedule.
Hey, Adam.
I thought we were here talking about the World Surfing League. So no WSL.
I don't know what you're talking about. Cam came in third. I mean, Cam, Jesus.
Micah came in third, and the juniors, yes, and Barbados.
Yes, so, Ohio State is good.
They are.
LSU is good.
They are. So basically what you're going to have tomorrow, LSU could possibly jump Ohio State,
mm-hmm.
okay? And then you're going to have Ohio State, then you're going to have Clemson, mm-hmm. And then does Georgia jump again? Because, I mean, they were sitting at number six.
No.
Who are you going to throw in there?
Well, what do you mean, like jump in?
Top four. Who's going to be your top four?
Ohio State, LSU, Clemson.
Is Alabama. Okay. I mean, hey,
listen, Alabama, and I'm not saying this just because I'm an Alabama fan. I'm saying this because their only loss is to the number one team in the country by less than a score.
100%.
By less than a touchdown.
100%. But and just like I, coming into this weekend, and I told, I mean, I was telling, I had a guy on Facebook. He's like, he put on Facebook, he's like, LSU by 14 at least tonight. I said, okay, man. I said, you're absolutely crazy. He goes, nah, man. He goes, Alabama just hasn't played nobody this year. I said, there is no way that LSU is going to roll in to Alabama and beat them by more than 14. I said, and if you're so strong about it, I got a Venmo account, PayPal account, and I'm pretty sure you might have one as well, and we can, you know, make a little wager on it. But
yeah,
I mean there was just a first half I was like, holy shit, you know, it's a good thing that nothing happened. But then there towards the end of the game, I mean, there's just no way that a team is going to come in to Alabama and roll them by 14. Yeah, not with Nick Saban there. But I don't know. I mean, I can see Alabama staying at number four. And then you're going to have probably a Georgia, LSU, SEC championship. And then
yeah.
What do you do if Georgia beats LSU?
Then Alabama gets jumped. Then what because happens? Georgia then, will have done what Alabama couldn't do.
Then what happens to LSU?
LSU probably still stays in it at that point.
See, I don't know, man. Because, I mean, if you remember years back,
yeah.
whenever Alabama – got beat by LSU in the regular season.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah. And everything that had to happen that year happened.
Though. Right. And they didn't play in the SEC championship. LSU did.
Yeah.
And Alabama still made the playoffs.
I mean, if it's up to the committee, and you know, I'd like to put in a bid for the University of Alabama. But still, man, it's the committee's job to give the country the best possible game.
It is.
Right?
It is.
And they will do that. no matter what that is. Like if Georgia comes in and they beat LSU in the SEC game, then is that South Carolina win going to be enough? Is that South Carolina win going to be enough for them to be discluded?
I will tell you, man. Discluded. It's
excluded.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Me either. No. Me either. But hey, but here's
what the are you thing. Doing? What are you doing? Why? Because you have a lot of headspace. I don't care. Then I'd have to move. I don't. Who cares?
But then the only thing that it worked, that the reason why is, I mean, because, you know, if it was a Georgia South Carolina matchup at South Carolina and South Carolina beat them at South Carolina,
yeah,
then I mean, it still doesn't look good, but it doesn't look as bad as it does when we roll into Athens and beat them at Athens.
Yeah,
I mean, damn, we tried to give them the game. What did we do? Miss field goals? And
Georgia lost that game more than y'all wanted at right. the end.
Right. We tried to give it to them.
You know what the committee's going to say? It's a loss.
Right.
To South Carolina, who got beat by App State.
Right.
Come and on. That
Keep
being,
giving it to me. Keep giving it to
I'm
me.
I'm sorry.
Keep
But
on.
Getting beat by App State.
No, 100%.
Is the worst thing that could have happened to Georgia.
Well, 100%.
Like, y'all getting beat by App State was worse for Georgia than it was for y'all, for sure.
100%.
And I don't know, but I just don't see Alabama being excluded. Like I said, if we lose to Auburn, that's a deal breaker.
And it's possible. Nick Saban might want to try to go for the field goal as time has expired.
Don't worry, Adam.
As time is expiring,
I got a microphone set up for you. I got your name on the screen.
Yeah, but I don't know what I'm
we got. Doing, but I got about 17 minutes.
So you know,
does that make any sense?
Auburn beat Bama and Georgia back in 2017.
Yeah.
So how many losses does Auburn have this year? One.
The LSU beat them.
That's it, right?
I don't know.
Or did Florida beat them too?
That I don't. Oh no, I think Florida did beat them because I think I remember doing an LOL Auburn post. I think I did that.
Yeah. So, bottom line is here, man. I mean,
it's still a rivalry game.
It's it. And the purpose of this playoff thing is just so people can talk shit to each other. And one fan base can get mad because their team got left out, but their team is sitting in the perfect spot because eventually, two of the top four teams were going to lose if they would have stayed like it was. I mean, yeah. You know, Alabama, LSU, then Penn State, Ohio State plays each other in 2 weeks. So, I mean, eventually, two of those teams are going to take a L, and then they're going to make their way in. I mean, yep. They're sitting – Clemson was sitting perfect last week, and everybody was just raising hell because they got left out of the top four.
Oh, no, but that was the best thing that could have happened to them.
Right. And people's explanation is, well, could it be the reason why we need to be in there is because we are the defending national champions? I don't care. I mean, that doesn't matter. I mean, to me, if you take your resume, Clemson's resume and Penn State's resume, and you had to choose – to a number four seed at that time, you got to take Penn State. I mean, because Penn State hasn't had no nail biters against unranked teams to where Clemson, you know, I mean, hell, they had to stop Mac Brown's damn 2-point conversion.
Yeah.
At the last second not to win it. And if that would have happened, we might not be sitting here talking.
Right. Clemson would probably be seventh or eighth now.
Right. But.
Or lower.
The ACC is not going to not have a team in the Final Four. They will have a team.
Oh, yeah.
Clemson, South Carolina's not going to beat Clemson. I mean, I would love for it to happen. It's not going to happen. Clemson will not lose the ACC championship. They will be in the Final Four.
They'll be there at the end.
Oh, 100%. I mean, their offense is too potent.
And Grant, but if they don't lose, and like, if South Carolina doesn't come in and make that game close, that's the only thing that can keep them out.
They got to fire Muschamp.
Is just so if y'all go in and make that game close, if you make any kind of Clemson fan on earth think, oh shit, this could be like we could lose to Carolina. If y'all make any Clemson fan think that at any point during that game, the committee's gonna notice that.
Well, here's the thing: is if they want to make this game like a, I mean, South, to me, when Spurrier stepped away from the from South Carolina, left us high and dry after the Vanderbilt game or whenever it was, everybody thought we had no shot in hell to play with Clemson.
Yeah.
We hung with them pretty good. I think we ended up losing by like 7-9 points to them. Everybody thought that we were going to get just annihilated. So what I say to do, play A&M next week, lose by 50, get rid of most champ in the bye week, and we'll come out ready to play the next week.
You mean next year?
Next week. We're going to beat Clemson the next week. Fire Muschamp. So that'll give us some fire under our ass. And then we'll come in ready to play.
I get what you mean. I thought you were talking about the Clemson game. I hear you. Yeah.
But it's not going to happen, man.
No, it's not going to happen. Muschamp, you're going to be saying that same thing 5 years from now. Like, nah, damn, we need to get rid of Muschamp.
No. I feel like, I can almost say, and I know a lot of people are not this. I mean, I was almost saying give him a pass this year. But, hell, we've been saying that. But,
yeah.
I mean, if you take a look, I mean, if you were to Google the toughest schedules in college football for 2019, we're number two, man. I mean, we had a brutal schedule. Georgia, Florida, Clemson. We had Alabama. I mean, that's brutal. I mean, you're basically playing – in your schedule, you're playing four top 10 teams.
Yeah.
And which we had the Florida game won, but, you know, the officiating was atrocious. Golly. Did you see they just suspended some referees for the Pac-12?
I saw that. I saw the notification. I didn't read the article.
Yeah. It's insane, man. I mean, literally. And then, you know, you talk to Florida, some Florida fans, and they're like, well, you take away the touchdown that they scored on that play, we still would have won. I'm like, nah, because, you see, we wouldn't have went for it on 4th and 17 inside our own territory. You know, yeah. We would have punted the ball away and we would still probably be up. You know, it'd been a whole, it's, your game plan changes whenever, you know, you're down by 12 points or whatever.
It has to.
Oh, yeah, 100%. But then again, too, you can't put it all on officiating. We should never been in that situation in the first place. I mean, you know, our defense secondary sucks. Our play calling sucks. You got one of the best backs in – you got probably two of the best backs in the SEC. I'm not saying they are the best, but you got probably two top-notch backs.
He's not using them properly.
You threw 50 times against Appalachia State. Threw 50 times.
When – by the way, when did the SEC stop running the ball?
Shit. Whenever Muschamp got hired.
Why is that a thing? I kept saying that and now granted, a couple of Tua's big throws is what got us as close as we were in that game. But, dude, run the ball. Like, Tua ended up in that situation early in the game where he just, like, looked like he just threw the ball to the side. Was a result of him not having anybody to throw to because he could have just ran the ball.
Right.
Give it to Henry. Oh, Henry Ruggs, he loves to run touchdowns in.
Yeah. Well,
let him do that.
100%. So I mean, here's the bottom line with you because I know you got to get rolling here shortly. You know, just real quick, I did see a meme. A friend sent us a meme in a group text today, and it has Dabo Swinney sitting there with his arm over Nick Saban. He's like, you know, Nick, that right there is why we don't play ranked teams on our schedule. And you know what? I mean, I remember to the day that you can take a look back at the ACC, and you had five ranked teams. Miami, Florida State. Dude, Florida State-Clemson game used to be the primetime 8 o'clock ABC game.
Yeah.
I remember that. And now it's like, it's nothing. And it's no fault to Clemson, but I mean, damn, the ACC's got to step their game up.
Yeah, I mean, that's what a lot of people have been saying in the past, trying to argue that when we say SEC football is just different. And all the ACC people's like, oh, well, it ain't been shit over the last few years. It's been all ACC. And I'm like, no, it really hasn't. Like, y'all just really wanting it to be. Because outside of, dude, you got, what, Miami and Florida State in the ACC? And do Miami and Florida State haven't even been to power school in Florida? It's been UCF over the last couple seasons.
100%.
Is that Thunder?
I don't know.
I just keep hearing.
I don't know, man. But you see who candidate is at FSU?
Who the candidate?
Coaching candidate.
Who?
Mr. Deion Sanders.
Oh, yeah, I did see that, actually. Somebody did say that the other day.
I hope not, because then it'll take his son, Shy Sanders, away from us. He's a redshirt this year. He got redshirted.
Oh, that's right. His son is playing there now. No, I thought because he left Coastal, right? He was playing at Coastal?
No, I think he was.
Or no, who's playing?
That was Ray Lewis's.
Ray Lewis's son.
And then he got into a little trouble at a party.
That's right. I heard about that.
So
I heard about that. He did good. He did very good.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah.
It's a great party.
Yeah, it was a great party. That's what they say. You know, people just got to stop being such a baby.
Baby. So I'll give you my final four prediction.
All right.
Yeah. All right. So this is what's going to end up happening. We're going to have an upset between now and Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah.
You know, when it's all over with. So I do believe that Ohio State loses once. I mean, because they got some big games coming up. You know, they got Michigan. And Harbaugh better do something.
He's got to. He'll never lose his job, but he's got to, yeah.
Or he's never going to get more money.
Right.
So I think Ohio State loses to either Penn State or Michigan. Clemson, it's going to be we have to have horseshoe up everybody's butt on South Carolina's team for us to be
inside. Stop me, you dumb up!
So I think, we're not going to win that one. But, I honestly think that it's going to be LSU. I think you'll have LSU, Clemson 1 and 2. And then you'll probably get, I would have to say, Alabama will probably sneak in at number 4. And then your number 3 spot, I think it could be wide open. Maybe if, there's one undefeated Big 12?
Baylor.
Or hell, Oklahoma might be able to get back up in there. I don't know.
I mean, dude, it would be so – I don't know, man. I thought in the beginning of the year that Oklahoma would be beating everybody.
Yeah.
That they would be the national champions. That they would just be a shoe-in. But, dude, obviously not. I don't know.
I mean, Jalen Hurts has looked pretty good.
Jalen Hurts looks great.
He does.
But, damn, LSU's quarterback looked
damn
great.
Good. Yeah.
He won the Heisman the other night.
Think so?
Yep.
Well, what about ETN? Yep. You don't think he's...
Stop me!
Nah.
Nah.
I don't know, man. He looks good. He can,
Yeah, he can really run the ball against the nobodies that they have played.
I understand.
He can, here's the thing. Like, if Alabama does come out and we get exposed against like LSU early in the game, and then we go out and we really struggle against Auburn, and like we get exposed against Auburn, like if that happens, then I'll take back what I'm saying right now. But Alabama's a fucking great team. A really good team, a complete team, and we usually play very complete games.
Right.
And dude, he moved the ball at will against us. That's a huge accomplishment.
With Randy Moss's son.
With old Randy Moss's son. Damn that catch there.
That was beautiful.
I didn't know that it was pushing. It didn't seem like a push to me, but I guess it was.
Right, I don't know. Here's the thing, man. You're going to have bad calls in every game.
I'm not saying it was a bad call.
No,
100%. I'm not that guy.
No, 100%. Yeah. It could have been a push-off. It's just one of those things that's like, you shouldn't be in that situation. Because I'm going to tell you what, Alabama's defense in that first half was soft.
Oh, yeah. Easily.
It was very soft. So, and it's just
– I wonder if they do that to try to get them tired, to try to wear them out. Like, get out there and run around and do all your good shit and get it out your system real quick.
Right, I don't know.
You'll get tired, because that's what happened.
Yeah.
They got tired, and Alabama's just deeper.
It's going to be fun, though.
Yeah, I want to play them again. I want a rematch. I think that's the game everybody wants to see again. best game of the year so far by a long shot, right?
But would they want to receive? I mean, do you remember the
hell yeah?
Do you remember when LSU and Alabama played for national championship? Yes,
I remember because we got beat 6-3 in the regular season. We played a gig at Wet Willie's, and I was pissed.
And then
it was one of the greatest games I've ever seen.
Didn't Alabama end up winning the national championship 19-3 or something like that? I don't think. College football will allow the national championship to be that. Could they play in the playoff? Yes.
I just want a rematch. I don't care when it is, championship or not. I mean, that is the game I want to see again.
I wish I could say I want to see another game for South Carolina, but there's not.
So I just don't, because Jim Harbaugh has this inability to beat Ohio State. I believe that it will be LSU, Ohio State, Clemson, Alabama. The same thing I text y'all. I think that's what it's going to be.
Sweet. We'll see, man. It's tough. I mean, just like I said, rivalry weekend, you just never know.
Yeah.
You never know. I mean.
But, yeah.
Trevor Lawrence might get a haircut between here and there and might, like, throw off his mojo or something.
I want to talk to Samson.
Just never know, man.
The barber, he'll walk into the barber shop and barber will be like,
"The fuck are you doing here?"
So, but anyways, for Gamecock football, just wait till next year.
Yeah, just Gamecock football. You know what they say about Gamecock football?
Well, safer than a tube sock.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to get down to trivia a little bit. Brother Jason Summers, ladies and gentlemen, in the house. Follow him on Instagram for all the riveting content that he posts.
What's Instagram?
Yeah, right. All right. Please go to mistuffpodcast.com. Go to youtube.com. Subscribe to Kelsey Hudgens. If you are wherever you're downloading this podcast, wherever you're listening to it, please rate and review. I don't care. Give me one star. I don't give a shit. I really, truly don't. Just rate it so that I can get more statistics. And available everywhere. Follow on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Play. You're listening to it, so you found it fucking somewhere. So, yeah, there's that. Also, stay tuned. In the next couple of days, I'm going to be doing another episode, probably another solo talk, but I may be doing a Skype interview with a surprise guest. So just be aware of that and stay tuned. Also, Twitter at Kelsey Hudgens, Instagram at Yonder Wizard, Adam Justice is standing over to the side at SPG238 with more breathtaking pictures that he posts all the time, edited by Tyler Brown mostly. Do that. Also, please go to screwballwhiskey.com, SKREWBallWhiskey.com. Screwball Whiskey, tomorrow's stories begin right here, screwballwhiskey.com. And walk into your local liquor store and ask them for Screwball Whiskey. If they say that they do not have it, after they get done picking up the teeth that you've knocked out of their mouth for not having Screwball Whiskey, tell them to order it for you, please. Don't hit them. The Screwball people don't like it when I say that. But I'm a fucking rebel. And I do what I want. So, anyway, there's that. Don't think I've got anything else for you. All right. In a world full of shitty people, don't be one of those people. Be a good person. It's not that hard. Peace, bitches.